Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we locked in. New York City, we locked in. ATL, we locked in. ATL again, we locked in. Man, we locked in. Tokyo, Japan, yeah, y'all gotta fuck with me, man. We locked in. Chicago, we locked in. ATL again, we locked in. Y'all locked in, ATL. Peace of Life family. Welcome to the Vain Verde here to get a game service. Now with it cause change ain't certain, but with the truth it gonna make all that pain worth it, y'all. But look, do your stuff. Being phenomenal, you know what I mean? And give yourself another. Light work tonight, family. You know what I mean? Just keeping up with our schedule. You know, it's a lot going on. Don't have Ms. K got a lot going on for the evening. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I myself have a lot going on this Monday evening. You know, this today is starting back my, starting back my trips back, taking my acting classes back. So, you know, getting that back. Jumping on the Mondays. And I don't have any effect on, you know, the show. We still will be airing every Monday night at 7 p.m. Something else I've been doing on Monday. But I'll be having to study, of course. You know, study the scripts and rules. And just trying to keep myself fresh, man. You know, with Trap the Series going on now, which is hot right now. If y'all ain't on, called episode 203. Make sure y'all go check that out. You know, you can go to Instagram. You can hit my Instagram if you like, at Pimp Black. Link is in the bio. You can go at Eric Davis, the creator of Trap the Series. Link in the bio. You can go to Cavalli Melody, the writer of Trap, and writer and co-creator of Trap the Series. Link in the bio. You dig? Or you can go to at Trap the Series itself. Link still be. Bio family. Three episodes in. Be dropping four next week, if I'm not mistaken. Next week, maybe even be this week. Make sure y'all check that out. Also, March 24th, the expose. Calling out the right thing. Y'all don't want to miss it. I'm not going to miss it. I'm all good. Chef ATL. Personal chef and caterer. I have the expose on March 24th. 5 to 7 p.m. Got some buffet and crab. Live music, live art, most about peace, ambition, ATL, and that's love. That is, it's chefs. At our house, Grab Protection, and it's of course, the Vain Verde will be there, you know what I mean? I don't know if y'all got a chance to check out Brother our Flesh Creations, one of the new sponsors that we have here today. He had passed that. Unfortunately, I came out and made it, wasn't able to attend. All custom made jerk, man, handmade, scrap. Check out all the big pot. Art Flesh Creation again, and Art Flesh Creation. Talking about real, I mean, Steve's work, man, like, doing big things over there. So, big love to my brother Artemis Fly, Art Flesh Creation. Y'all make sure y'all go and check him out. You check him out on the Instagram.
Get locked into the site as well. Brother doing some amazing things. You learning as a process, not just wearing, you know, certain pieces and everything. It's actually learning about the stones and things that come from the earth, you know, and the properties and elements that come that they signify. You know, so I do. Fly off of investigation. Right. Soon we have the trap out. Hey, look, check this out, man. Y'all, you know, grab anything like this, website there, promo, if you need to get in the studio. I like Chris Mill. Everything. Talking about branding. You try to brand. Get the thing for it. Get the this one, dedication fit. 6 years after Trayvon Martin, on time to tell. So the question is, you know, have we made progress as a people? Are we a little more, I guess you could say, civilized? Is racism dead? Because you got to remember, you know, Trayvon Martin was the spark of hashtag Black Lives Matter movement. And I not really expressed my feelings on the Black Lives Matter movement, but I can say, but you know what? I won't say. I can say this, that we know the Black Lives Matter movement is funded by the dominant society. I'm going to leave that where it is. Y'all know my views on a lot of things. Y'all know us, nonetheless, as a people. But from since Trayvon Martin, that's Black Lives unfortunately, police speaking out against the police brutality and hurt unarmed black, black children. Also, how we have we, you know, progress since every. They're calm now. Yeah. like me can only ask. I mean, I have to mention this paper of March. That was 2000, 6 years. Paper of March. About Freddie Gray out of Baltimore. Walter Scott. 2015. South Carolina. December 22nd, 2015, November 13th, 2014, South Miss Tanisha Anderson out of Cleveland. Peace to the family. August 12th, 2014, we lost Dante Parker out of Victorville, California. August 11th, 2014, Isaiah Ford out of California. August 9th, 2014, and we lost Michael Brown. Out of Ferguson, Missouri. 4 days before that, August 5th, we lost John Crawford, in Ohio. July 17th, 2014, we lost Eric Garner out of New York. April 30th, 2014, we lost Dontre Hamilton. That is the bare minimum. That is the bare minimum of the people that we don't talk to. This thing. For the last year, like 2016, there was an immediate, like, decrease in the amount of that. Urge, if you will, you know, for definition of black, and it's almost like now, like I said, I don't get it before. The unarmed black boy is being replaced by all these whites. Hey man, it's strategically done. This Me Too movement is placing the Black Lives Matter. That was getting done by the guy. I want y'all to get that shit twisted at all. It's something got to be. And that shit was strategically done by the guy. Especially, I mean, if you look at, like, think about the dynamic that happened to him. I don't know if y'all, you know, propaganda control. And I think, you know, what happened now, like, you know, there was a sudden urge and they probably wanted to, I guess you could say, redirect these many different gun laws that they have. And that shit wasn't working as far as, you know, a unilateral effort as far as Congress and Senate to pass bills that do that. And as I always say, you know, it's very ironic this shit to happen now at this white school, all white school, all these white kids and shit got killed. Now it's such a big deal. Then y'all tell me 2015, 2016, it was 763 murders. Out of 763 murders in, you know, in Chicago, you know, I figured that shit would be, you know what I mean, more so nonetheless to, you know, focus on, you know, gun control. But y'all know how it go. Once these, you know, losing all these white kids, that's when it's really the problem. 443, peace and light, brother. How you feeling?
I'm black with a D, my brother.
It's light work, Vimo. Ben in the building.
You already know. Just call and send my love real quick, bro. Just checking in with
up,
you real quick.
Just sitting up here, you know, talking about, you know, Dedication 6, you know, with today being 6 years since we lost Trayvon Martin in 2012.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't know if you were locked in, man, but I had just, you know, called out about 10 to 12 more since Trayvon Martin. But the question has been asked since Trayvon Martin, because that showed, that was the birth of the Black Lives Matter movement. When that happened.
That shit.
So, 6 years later, do you think we've made progress? Or,
well, I mean, it's progress as far as like blacks coming together for real, but man, that stuff been going on way longer before Trayvon Martin. It's just with the technology these days, it kind of came to the forefront.
Man,
that thing going on, man. Real tough.
Yeah, shit. And even like, you know, and even, okay, so why is it even like, and you won that contest, like, you know, being, you know, in Baltimore, you know, after, you know, the
yes,
whole,
indeed. I was front line with the ride.
Yeah, well, I was about to ask, well, you know, when the Freddie Gray thing happened.
Yes, sir. I was outside when they kicked, when that curfew hit, and they started hitting everybody with the rubber bullets.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Now, see, look.
Yes, sir.
According to us, well, y'all niggas went in that CVS stealing all them prescription pills and shit.
Oh, man, that wasn't even ahead with the stuff that was going on for real. They was even shooting for real. After that curfew hit. That's what don't hit the news, though.
Hell yeah.
Not rubber bullets, not just rubber
and
bullets.
Then, and like I was saying, too, and I like, as far as like that shit go, like, you know how they were saying the rise when they were trying to put that on news, like motherfuckers going in there in the drugstore, sitting in the drug. Nigga, you anybody that ever went to get a prescription pill, right? Them motherfuckers
right.
that work there don't even know where that shit at. So you telling me these
nope.
niggas, you know what I mean? How they run up in there and get where they fuck. Now all of a sudden all these dumb niggas, these dumb thug niggas, scientists and shit.
Right.
They provoked the whole situation. Exactly.
They don't show that on the news, how they was acting them young kids on, for real. So that's when the older ones had to come outside, too, and that's when things got a little crunchy out there. But that's the stuff you don't never hear about on the news. Of course, they always got to make us look all types of crazy, for real.
Hell yeah. And
that's part of the manipulation game.
I was just about to say, man, you know, they get to create the narrative, man. You get to do that when you own the shit. You own the platform that, you know what I'm saying? We've been, the script picked it out. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. They was trying to provoke part two, for real, when the officers just killed that other officer, for real, the dude Sutton, for real. They was trying to say somebody in the streets did it. Everybody in the streets like, no, sir, we ain't had no parts of that. You know what I mean? They was trying to provoke another riot, trying to lock the West down and everything.
Wow. Cause see, man, I think it's more so, man, like now, and what I was saying, right? Think about it, bro. Like over since Trayvon, right? That was 2012. There were 5 years, man, of like hardcore runs of police killing unarmed black men.
Oh yeah, it been going down. Like me personally, I've been beat on a couple times. You know what I mean? I got pepper spray for stopping a bro and some bullshit. You know what I mean? I'm stopping like a 40-on-40 bro, and they grab me and then pepper spray me like point blank range for real. I'm doing their job.
Yeah,
I can go on and on with stories with these dirty ass Baltimore police.
Hell yeah. Oh, see, in Baltimore, they real racist up there, man. A lot of people don't really realize
that. They're just as terrible as them red dubs.
Facts.
They're just as terrible.
You know, something I was out having a conversation with somebody earlier, man, and I was telling them, like, you know, the thing is, let me ask you this, Ben, since you're online. And he's going to go in and tie into what I'm talking about. With all the shit that Trump has been saying, his racist views, his countless Twitter commentary, with the vice president and guys like that, still, you know, in power with him or whatever. Do you think Trump is wrong for the things he's saying? As far as...
No, at least Trump, you know what I mean, be honest about his racism, you know what I mean? Like, he just put it out there. It is what it is. Take it how you want it. You know what I mean? He just kind of, like, made everybody who was secretly racist to kind of come to the forefront now, so they more identifiable now. I mean, I don't like that motherfucker still, but, you know what I mean? I can respect him more than somebody like Bush who's trying to say, well, I do like black people. Like, motherfucker, you don't like black people.
Exactly. That's why I say, like, I like what's going on right now, because like my spiritual teacher said, you know, Mr. Louis Farrakhan, he say, Donald Trump is slowly peeling back the onion of white civility.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You think about it, that's real, man. Like, open racism, like, no, I don't like covert racism. Like, I want mine open.
Yeah, sure enough.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like,
sure,
you don't fuck with me, you don't fuck with me. It is what it is. I know this.
Sure enough.
Ain't
we
that, you know
take it to high learning.
Exactly.
But they are identifiable, but they trying to act like they not. You know what I mean? It's like, that shit just crazy, man. That shit crazy, bro.
Yeah, and then I say, and then you know what? Because a lot of people don't like when I say this shit or agree with me when I say this shit, right? But I'm glad Donald Trump president right now.
Yeah, no, me too, for real. It put that shit on the forefront, and you know what I mean? Like, half of the reason he doing all that shit is because them racist motherfuckers starting to die off, for real. They on their last limb.
Well,
even they own kind of striking back. That's why, like, the school shootings going down and all that type shit.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, right, the reason why I say that, like, I like, you know, what's going on. 301, my boy Artie McFly. Hello. Peace and light, bro. You in?
Yeah, what it do?
Peace and light, brother. How you feeling, man? You good?
Doing wonderful, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Instead of talking about type of dedication six years after the Trayvon Martin on time of death, you know, wondering have we made progress as a people, with that being the birth of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Got you.
Yeah, so, and I was saying, right, you know, along the caller saying, like, and we agree, like, no progress is being made at all. And what I'm saying is about no progress is being made with this 15, 16 or so unarmed black people that was killed after Trayvon Martin. The fact that it died down in 2016, there was only two cases total of unarmed black people that was killed by officers. So my thing now, and then that's been replaced, if you think about it, the new unarmed black man is the Me Too woman.
Is what?
The Me Too woman. Like, think about it as far as, like, storylines and go what they push. You feel what I'm saying? The black agenda, the overall mistreatment for black people has been replaced by the women.
You're absolutely right, though.
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, when you think about it, like, think about it. Like, bitches, be honest. Not one out of all the cases from Alton Sterling. Hold on, let me go back. Let me go back. Because not one. And it is all fact. And I want my listeners to make sure y'all, you know, go back and do your homework, family. Don't just take,
like,
don't take my word. Nothing. From Freddie Gray, Walter Scott, Eric Harris, Philip White, Tony Robinson, Jeremy Reed, Ruben Brisman, Tamir Rice, Akai Gurley, Tanisha Anderson.
We had one up here, Ben Black.
Yeah, that was Freddie Gray.
We had one young lady up here who got hit in the house for real.
Was that Tanisha Anderson? No, that was out of Cleveland. See, look, you got something I don't even know about.
Yep.
And guess what? Philando Castile's not even on my list, but that was at the end of 2016 or 17, wasn't it? Early
2017? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like. Well said, and I just found somebody ironic, and everybody knows, I might be a conspiracist. It might be safe to call me that. But. I just think, you know, with that spurs that we had with the unarmed, you know, black man getting shot by cops, the fact that that died down in the 15, 16, right around the election time when the Women's March marched up, now the new storyline propaganda, the black agenda, the mistreatment of black people has been replaced by the women rights and things like that. Rape, sexual assault, bullshit charges. In my opinion.
No, I actually didn't even think about it.
Yeah, I mean, think about it, because that's the new storyline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Think about it. From 2012, for 5 years, they gave us an unarmed black man getting shot by a cop storyline. Every week, every day, that was it. Now, that shit is like that shit is not even happening, right? It's like that shit ain't even happening, and then like you now, it's all been replaced by women's rights, and my point of saying that is like every time, and this has been a strategic effort in the United States forever. Anytime you know, the black agenda, mistreatment of African Americans, black people. Is being challenged or questioned in this country, that shit get ultimately deaded. And y'all got to thank Barack Obama for that, family. I know that people don't like when I say shit like this, but y'all got to thank your hero for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, you know, Barack, man, he had his chance being the first African-American president. I want to hear y'all take on this. But being the first African-American president, right? Easy, you know what I mean? Of course, you know, us, we focus on him, like, what are we going to do for the black agenda? What's the African-American agenda? We know every president that gets elected has a foreign agenda, has a domestic agenda. Unfortunately, him being a black man, his domestic agenda was to replace every fight, every, you know, strive we going for the African American community, replace that for the LGBT, Replace that with the women and replace that with the Hispanics. That's what Obama did.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just.
Man, there wasn't no black men in power, man.
No, not at all, man. Yeah. You're never going to get that. That's why I was trying to stress the people. You're never going to have that at all, period.
But I got a vote for that Obamacare.
You think, okay. Say it again, what you said about Obamacare.
Yeah, I said that at least was something that I felt like was a good thing to have to implement that really helped out. Cause...
Yeah, but see, watch this. Here's the gray area in that shit, though. Now, what I said again, Obama did not one thing to help the African American community.
Yeah.
Everything he did, bro, he had to do it and include everybody. He had to say minorities.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
He's a puppet anyway, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Look, you could play Super Mario Brothers 100 different ways, the ending's still going to be the same motherfucking way. This game already set up. It's already
Yeah,
good.
Exactly.
And, that's what we we talked about that a little earlier today. And I started to people like, we cannot complain about a system that was never set up for us to prosper in the first place.
Never.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, niggas will be fools, man. You'll be fools to think like that. That's why, like, and look, I lied about that. I said, I don't know how far we're going to get to make it with this platform, but it is what it is, man. This is vain, bro. I can't speak nothing but the truth. All this marching and protesting and all this shit, family, we looking like fools to the, you know what I mean? We looking like fools to the dominant society. But they don't give a fuck about all that shit.
Our words ain't never been heard, but our actions have been. Like you see, like with the Panthers and shit. That's why they burnt the whole motherfucking Philly up. That's why they did that Oklahoma City bombing and all that shit.
Exactly.
These motherfuckers were taking action and less and less with words. Like a lot of times we talk too fucking much.
Exactly. Once you go to pooling your resources and all that shit, you good with that, man. And like, hey, you hit that shit on the head. You hit it on the head when you said that, bro, because. All of those, you know what I'm saying? And even like I said, like Haiti, right? The only successful slave rebellion in the history of the modern world.
Yeah.
And like my brother Martin Luther King said, which is why they killed Martin Luther King. The only way you're going to tackle this giant that we facing is economic withdrawal.
Yeah, and people be thinking we winning with all these rappers talking black excellence, this, that, the third, but these motherfuckers quicker to buy a Bentley than buy some straps and put niggas in the hood.
Exactly. You feel what I'm saying? Like, example,
all them guns T.I. lost, he could have gone to Baltimore, we'd have showed him what to do with it with them people.
But see, and look what T.I. was doing, though. He bought all them guns to go kill some more niggas.
Yep.
You feel what I'm saying?
That was already the niggas in the T.I.
Of course.
Once you sign on that dotted line of that contract, boy, you turn a pup. That's why shit, you even looking like that Rock Nation brunch little whatever the fuck they had, you feel me? Like you see crackers all up in there. They talking about black excellence. They still got the infiltrators right there, the puppet masters right in the field.
Mm-hmm. And they would do, man, they give us a little hope. Like, be more Ben. Let me ask you this real quick. And Artemis, I'll ask you this too, my brother. The Black Panther.
What'd you say?
Black Panther. What's your thought?
Oh man, you know they had to slide a little certain shit in there, like the dude who flew the plane and all that shit. You know what I mean? To make it seem like
we need them still, you know what I'm saying? They got to slide their little shit in there. But, I mean, all in all, it was a good movie, though. You know what I mean? It was a good movie. But it was still a little shit in there that was part of the little trick, for real.
Artie McFly, you seen it? What you thought about it?
Yeah, I thought it was a decent film. I mean, I like it had some a couple little nuggets in there, you know, you could take away from it. It definitely brought you back to appreciating, you know, us being kings and queens, you know what I mean? Put you back in perspective, you know, for people that's really out here conditioned and caught up in, like, all this materialism. You know what I mean?
Okay. Let me ask y'all that. Okay, we all agree it was a great movie for what it was. What are y'all views on the impact that it's had? I mean, like, just being real, man. I black people woke as hell, I guess. Fellas, this motherfucker done made $700 million globally. So far, it ain't been out 2 weeks yet.
They woke for now, at least. Just like they was woke, you know what I mean, for a second with the rides and everything else, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It's the hype right now. I just want to see if they stay in that same ether.
That's what I'm saying. Until the next shit come out. Like, I'm like, what's next? What's going to wipe away this shit? Because, see, the attention span for everybody is, like, fucked up. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Everything has a week max run, 2 weeks max.
Yeah. They don't want us having too much confidence out here being woke, man.
Nah,
they gotta try to find some distractors.
And look, I'm gonna say my views, man. I would love to hear y'all opinion, but I gotta go into it, man. We look like some goddamn fools out here, America. Black America, I should say.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all, man.
Y'all motherfuckers. Now everybody going buying dashikis and shit. Everybody wearing keys and shit. Now everybody, they coming out there feeling out like family. Wakanda is not a real tribe.
Nope.
T'Challa, whatever this nigga name is not a real person. Killmonger is not a real group of people. You feel what I'm saying? That's the shit I don't like about how dumbed down we are as a people, bro. When, like, I was telling with our Artemis Fly earlier when we had a conversation. When Birth of a Nation dropped, man, that shit was epic, bro. We didn't flock to that
Most
to
definitely.
Go see that. You see what I'm saying?
Nope.
And that was about a real hero, Nat Turner story. You know what I mean? About the first attempted slave rebellion, even though it wasn't that successful, but it was the first attempted slave rebellion. And that was produced by a black man, directed by a black man. We did not run and do that shit. But we done ran and gave these crackers, the same ones, funding our demise, that don't do shit for the black culture, but give us these bullshit-ass movies. We done gave these motherfuckers $700 million in 9 days.
Yep, everybody seen the movie, y'all into the movie, but ain't nobody pay attention to the credits.
You feel me? That's
nobody
what I'm saying. Like, I get it, y'all. Y'all woke as hell. But look, collectively, every actor that was starred on that, I'm going to go briefly. Chadwick Boseman, Black Panther, he only got $3 million. Angela Bassett and Forrest Whitaker, they only got $400,000, but they're doing no press run. Lupita, the other black chick, the black boy in there, they each got $1 million each. Family, that was only under $8 million paid for the budget of this film with the actor and production alone. This motherfucker done made $700 million in 9 days. All going to a white company, family.
Yep, another manipulative trick real quick.
You feel me? That's what I'm saying. These dumb motherfuckers, they got y'all woke for a tribe that ain't even real, for a hero that's a cartoon. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep. Sure
does. That's shit I be talking about, man, with us, man. We so fucking delusional. And Taraji P. Henson, her movie came out 2 weeks prior to this shit, bro. and that shit considered a dud because we wouldn't go out and support it.
Yep.
I think half, the majority of the problem we got is us, family.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
You know what I mean?
I seen a lot of people in them dashikis at the movie that wasn't on the front line when the brides kicked up.
You feel me? That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't get this shit. Y'all, like, we ain't got no money to fund. Nothing else. We complain about our schools, the education that the kids going through. We complain about the neighborhoods now. They done close all the rec centers. No after school activities. We could be taking some. We could have took some of this Black Panther money and did this shit, family.
Man, just like I said earlier, Pimp Black, you can't. You can play Super Mario Brothers a million different ways. The ending's still the same. People got to take a different approach, man.
That's a fact.
Got to take a different approach.
Yeah,
people be thinking they winning buying Bentleys and Benzes and red bottoms and all this dumb shit, man. Shit, it might be a Black motherfucker that can. It is a Black motherfucker out there that can create some way fly shit and all that, for real.
Exactly.
People
because
could be investing some of
that
money in that.
And let me ask you, so why you think that is? Why you think we don't invest or, you know, shop with us more?
Because I guess, like, what you would call the labels and all that shit, I guess it gives people a status symbol, I guess. That's what it's staying for to us. That's what they got it programmed in our heads, for real. And then you got them puppets at the top who also second that. You know what I mean? The ones talking Black excellence and all that shit, man. They puppets.
Dead ass.
They puppets, for real. And people don't get it. People too fucking blind to see.
Agreed. Sure, man. Cause see, I like, I think... So, and I ask this a lot. What do you think our solution is as a Black culture?
Our solution as a Black culture? Hey, we got to get them puppets out of the way first. Get some people who really care about us at the top to make a difference.
But see, and that's the thing, man, because see,
Oprah, Michael Jordan, and Jay-Z together alone, and Diddy alone, they could start an army by themselves with the money they got.
Yeah, but see, they got too many Jewish friends, bro.
Yep.
You feel what I'm saying? They could have been did it, my nigga.
Yep.
You feel what I'm saying? The dynamic in this world alone, like I said, that's why I miss my brother Tupac, man. I wish he would have been alive to see a lot of this shit that's going on. Man. But if you think about it, man, like, the balance is fucked up, my nigga. There's no reason why there's no reason why a nigga like Floyd Mayweather should be worth $600 million, my nigga. And the next motherfucker you know need to borrow $10.
Don't make no sense.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit
is
fucked up. And see, they get those guys that you're talking about, the puppets, right? I'm also calling them crabs in a barrel.
Yes, indeed. That's what they
is. Even though I agree with the puppet term, but they crabs in a barrel, man. They looked at, like, think about it, my nigga. Just being real, I don't knock nobody bread or none of that shit. But how much money you need to pay a nigga to play a game, my nigga? Meaning like basketball, football. Like, just being real, man, these niggas make more than the president, cuz.
Sure enough.
You know what I'm saying? LeBron, what LeBron
did?
They
had to sell out somewhere along the line to get that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's such a big dynamic, bro. Then you like LeBron get, what, $40 million a year?
Yep, and they make one little quick donation to make it seem like they care about us.
You know what
everybody
I'm saying?
He was out giving out turkeys on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, call get somebody 10, 20,000. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. See, the problem is we gotta stop chasing all this shit for real. I'm talking about the NBA. I'm talking about the NFL. I'm talking about the music industry. I'm talking about all that shit. We gotta restructure everything.
And then
at the end
so,
of the day, we still trying to chase all that shit. Like even if we think we win, we still lose. We still playing Super Mario Brothers, the same
yeah.
game.
Yep. You ain't do nothing but lose your flower, nigga.
Yep, that's it. Or even if you kept your flower, the ending's still the same.
Yeah, that's real.
That dead ass real, man. No matter how you get through those stages, man, you still got to go through that castle.
Yep. Shoot, that's why I've been out chasing the record deal, boy, a long time ago.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing about it, bro, we started out, you know what I mean, chasing that shit young with that mentality, I guess, you know what I mean? And you got to look, and
yep.
if you think about it, though, bro, we were probably the last generation that had a little mental decorum, if you will.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So we got to see, like, our generation got to see the transition, even in music to hip hop. We was literally right there in the middle of the transition from moving from physical to digital. And,
yep.
you know, from the impact that music, you know, did, the line in the music, we was there making in the process of, you know, watching the music business grow.
Sure enough. That's why, like once upon a time, you know what I mean? You getting $5 per CD. Nowadays, you got Apple Music and titles and all this other stuff. Like the pup, one of the puppet masters. You know what I mean? You got all this now. People who was once getting $5 a CD, now they getting motherfucking 25 cents, 50 cents a CD.
Yeah.
They getting paid for per stream instead of getting paid for the album.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, now I'm talking like these niggas, right? Like, okay, help me understand this shit, bro. Since we on the subject that ain't related to what we hear. Migos Culture 2 been out a week and a half. These niggas just got a plaque for 1 billion streams. How the fuck that shit work?
1 billion streams is probably platinum now.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't them, but motherfuckers just clicking your shit, listening to it. But see, that's how they do. They count all of that shit, bro.
But at the same time, you gotta look at it deeper. Okay, 1 million streams is now platinum. But at the end of the day, you got all these people paying either $10.99 per month, $15 per month for the family plan, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So they still getting theirs from everybody, regardless.
Yeah. That real?
We still lose.
Facts. Damn. That's it, man. But see, I guess I can say, man, like, as far as that goes, Trayvon Martin, have we made progress? I can say not. I can say these motherfuckers done what they do best and just put another dress on this motherfucker, calling it something else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think nothing
yep.
is like...
I mean all that shit right there was done for real, just to provoke us, a bunch of us to do some dumb shit so
exactly.
we can't get a gun license now. So we can't get
yep.
a job now.
Yep.
That was just to fuck up our strong leaders for real, to get us caught up catching cases and that shit and all that.
Sure. All that shit before, man. I'm tired of being a goddamn test subject.
Yes, indeed.
You know what I mean? I don't know how everybody else is, man. I don't like being no test subject out here, man.
Hell no.
That's what that is. That's Dedication 6, man. I salute. Again, peace and light to the family, to the Martin family.
Peace, rest in peace, man.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? Been 6 years since we all, you know, got to experience that ordeal, you know, live on TV and on social media. And fucking George Zimmerman still walking around. I swear to God, this ain't that loud.
Still walking around. They still winning.
Still walking around. I don't understand. That's why I say a lot of this shit don't make sense to me, man. Because I'm from a
it
different
don't make
cloth.
Sense cause
I'm from a different
cloth,
man.
Like Jay and all them, man, they could have easily got Zimmerman put together. Game talking about he want to fight him and this, that, and the third. Like, yo, you got enough money to get your put together easy, dog.
That's what I'm saying. Look, my nigga, ain't got to be no rich nigga like that, nigga. It's a broke nigga to do that on GP. That's why I said.
Straight up.
He could have been an
nigga.
I'm pretty sure you like you, nigga.
Don't do that.
You know what I'm saying? He can't be rocking around the streets of Baltimore with that fuck shit.
Hell no.
You know what I'm saying? John Zimmerman would have been went viral in the A, baby.
Oh, Zimmerman would have been done.
You know what I mean? But hey, man, like I said, a lot of shit I don't even understand. They say the mom and dad got $1 million from a lawsuit that was, insurance policy that was never
they
in place in
the
first place. Yeah, I'm like, this
they
shit
took the
hell,
bait
yeah,
like
I'm
we
gonna,
always do.
Always fucking do. And just like, you know,
you
6 years
so fucked
before,
up in the game.
Hey, yo. And that's when
you
they gave
so
us that live
time. You're struggling to get by, boy.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts? The Black Lives Matter movement, they gone, man. What the hell happened to them? Yeah.
Well,
there you go.
The puppets got in the mix. The infiltrators.
Yeah. But see, they was funded by the Koch brothers anyway. They were funded by white people, man. You know what I mean? Like I said, that shit.
Yep.
They knew the fuck they were doing, man. This shit hell, man. Look, let me tell y'all something. I can't fucking wait. I done said this shit a million times. I am with God. I am with God on destroying this fucking world. I'm good. I'm going to be honest with you. You know what I mean? I'm at a point in my life like right now, I'm content with where I'm at. My kids are good.
Straight
I'm
up.
Straight. He can blow this bitch up right now. Hit the reset button, man. So y'all don't
indeed.
Fuck it up.
Yes, indeed.
I'm ready to try something else. I'm ready to tell the next generation, the next slew of people. They gonna wipe this bitch on out. I'm straight. I'm good.
Straight up. I'm right with you.
You know what I'm saying? Cause we done fucked it up this round, man. And God ain't pleased with us, y'all. We done already. Look, y'all understand y'all already had your last prophet? Jesus was your last prophet to come to you.
Yep.
To tell you about any goddamn thing.
Yep.
This is a rap family. You at the end of your cycle. People that look like me, people that share my hue. Man, let me tell you, man.
Yep.
Follow the footsteps of your ancestors, man. You don't know what that is.
Yes,
I suggest you do your research. It ain't for me to tell you, family. It ain't for me to tell you at all. I want you to do your research, your studying, because that's where the benefit gonna come from. That's where your blessings come from. Yeah, man, pulling in and seeking that knowledge. It ain't for me to say, fella. Because this world right here. Go ahead, bro.
And it wasn't even Jesus, man. It was Yahshua Ben Panther. That's the actual name.
Hey, you talking about? Yahshua. Because, see, I don't even want to accept the fact that around the time of Jesus, there was no such thing as the letter J.
Nope.
Know what I mean? A lot, and in fact, there was no thing as the letter J. In actuality, the Hebrew of Yahshua, like you said, actually came at a later date because there was no prefix for SH as well. That the brother was actually called Yahweh.
Yep.
But you know, as time go, you know, America the bill like we screaming this Jesus, 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 and they wasn't even that man's name.
Nope, wasn't even his name.
You know what I'm saying? But I can understand the dialect of speaking in, you know, the language that you're in. But hell, a name is a name. That don't think about it. In any language, your name is pronounced your name. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But that's America the Beautiful, man. But Jesus, y'all talking about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's that white hippie cracker motherfucker with the long hair and the blue eyes that you see. I don't know that guy. That's Jesus.
Nah, I don't either.
You feel me?
You know
that's
mean?
Jesus.
That,
you can have that. I'm straight on that.
That white guy that ain't no difference than what they did with Kunta Kinte. His
exactly.
Name's Toby.
His name.
His name ain't no Kunta Kinte.
Your name Toby, nigga. My dog, Bimo Pig. Tell the people they can find you at, brother.
Yes, sir. Hey, be more Ben on everything. You can Google me, be more Ben, and everything will come right up. I already knew.
No shit.
Shout out to my brother, Pimp Black.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vain Verdict is being brought to you by www.coatdripping.com. Long live everything, relaunching 2018. Streetwear and apparel and more, exclusive streetwear and apparel and more. That's www.kultdripping.com. We are culture. Atlanta Custom Apparel. You need vinyl sublimation, need screen print done, want to put your RIP homies on the t-shirt, go over Atlanta Custom Apparel, holla at my brother Daoud, 1130 Euclid Avenue, right in these little 5 points, open Sunday through Thursday from 12 to 7, Friday, Saturday, stand open at 8 o'clock, y'all, again, Atlanta Custom Apparel, right in little 5 points, at 1130 Euclid Avenue, E-U-L-C-L-I-D, Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com, logo designs, flyer designs, brochures, book designs, editing, graphics. You like the graphics you've seen on the Vain Verdict YouTube channel? How about the graphics you've seen on the Instagram? You feeling that on the Facebook? All that's being brought to you by my brother Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Again, Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Blue Seas Express and Catering, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday to Saturday, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 10, Sunday, 12 to 5, 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314, Blue Seas Express and Catering. We're talking about doing for self. We're doing for self. Come visit your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Remember the teachings of the messenger Elijah Muhammad, as related in the Holy Quran. O men, eat the lawful and good things from what is in the earth, and follow not the footsteps of the devil. Man, you can follow me right down to your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. Follow the Vain Verdict. Facebook, at the Vain Verdict. Twitter, at the Vain Verdict. Instagram, the_Vain_Verdict. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 p.m. The Vain Verdict. blogtalkradio.com/TheVainVerdict. Peace and life, family.
The Vain Verdict Podcasts. You know, they say, the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Bullshit, we say hold your nose and tilt your head back. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, everywhere at The Vain Verdict. GoFundMe.com/the-vain-verdict. Thank you for all the love and support.
You can't handle the truth.
The Vain Verdict Podcast. The Vain Verdict Podcast. The Vain Verdict Podcast.